And welcome back, folks, here at the Fox Sports On the Road. Michael Cohen here with you. Again, we want to thank Chad Biggs, Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships Activation with the New Jersey Devils, as he spent some time with us to talk about the Fight Cancer fundraiser that the Devils are going to be hosting on Saturday night when they are playing host to the Buffalo Sabres at 7 o'clock. Again, it's a great cause. Certainly, if you have an opportunity to get to the game, take advantage of the fundraiser, be part of it, and certainly, obviously, enjoy the game as well. So, before we continue here on the Fox on the Road program, obviously, this is the Thanksgiving Day weekend, and it is also the end of the regular season for college football, the end of the regular season for Rutgers. There is a bowl game coming up for Rutgers. We don't know when that will be or who that will be against at this moment in time. We sat down and spoke with Christian Dremel. He is a senior at Rutgers. He is a wide receiver at Rutgers and a senior. We had a chance to sit down with him and talk about his final season here with the Scarlet Knights. All right, first question for you is this. A few weeks ago, Coach Yano came in here and he was talking to us about a number of players, including yourself. And he says that you, if he could have like a whole bunch of players like yourself, or any coach would want to have players, they would want someone like you. Just tell me more about that impact that he has had with you and also what it's been like being here at Rutgers.
Yeah, obviously, like, anytime your coach could say something like that about you, like, it definitely makes you feel good. But it's really a testament to his program and kind of just how I've been raised up through this program. You know, I've been here now his entire second time being here, and I just feel like every year I've just been able to really grow and learn and really buy into what he preaches in our culture here. And so in my fifth year now, like, I think it's just a testament to him. Everything I've been able to do this season and obviously as a team has been a testament to the man Coach Yano is and the culture he has here.
You were a walk-on here at Rutgers, I believe. And can you just tell me more about that experience? What was that?
Yeah. My recruitment out of high school wasn't crazy. Had a lot of had some like D1AA schools and D2 schools, but I had an opportunity to walk on here as a preferred walk on, and I kind of just believed I could play at this level, and it was really just me wanting to play for my state, and like my goal all along was really to be a part of the change here and try and be someone that could change the culture here, and you know, I think it's been a great journey now in my fifth year, and it's been a lot of fun, and I don't regret a second of it.
This year you've set a lot of personal bests, statistically speaking. You know, what has this year been like for you, experience-wise?
I try not to, like, focus on the statistics too much just because, like, it's about winning games, obviously. But I think it's been the most fun I've had maybe ever playing football from high school to just to play on this team with these guys in the Big Ten on some of the biggest stages. It's been like a dream come true for me, and so I try not to think about the stats. Like when I go into a game and I leave a game, like, did we win or did we lose? And I'm just out there trying to have fun and do the best I can to help us win.
This week, big win against Maryland at home, final game of the regular season. You know, Coach talks about it all the time. Focus on going 1-0 for the week. So just talk about how important this game is for you guys as you try to end the season right now.
Yeah, like you just said, obviously our goal is to go 1-0. It's a great opportunity. Maryland's a really good team. They have a lot of talent. So, you know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle like any other game of the Big Ten. But the goal at the end of the day is to go 1-0 and to get these seniors and these guys that have been here through this through everything, really, and have kind of like laid this foundation and have set new kind of standards for us as a program, like to get a win in their last regular season home game. That's definitely the goal.
What does that bowl game mean for you? I know you were in a bowl game a couple years ago when you guys took on Wake Forest, but you know, now this is a direct bid to the bowl game. What does that mean for you guys?
You know, it obviously means a lot. But you know, in the here and now, it's all focused on Maryland. The bowl game will take care of itself when we get to it. But right now, it's just all about Maryland trying to go 1-0.
Just tell me a little more about yourself. How did you grow up around football?
Yeah. It's actually funny, like, I really didn't, like, my dad didn't play football, like, my uncles didn't play football, like, no one played football, but my grandpa was a huge Jets fan, and he's from Queens, so growing up, like, I'd always just hear him yelling, watching the Jets, and then when I got to, like, middle school is when elementary school, I started playing, like, flag, and then I just fell in love with football, and then just growing up, like, I've just been really lucky to be around some great people that are really heavily, like, involved in football, and some great players that have been able to play in the NFL, and it's just been, like, I'm just really lucky just to be able to play this game. So.
Did you cross paths with Tommy DeVito during your time in Don Bosco? What was that like?
It's awesome to see him right now because, like, he's from Cedar Grove. I'm from Caldwell. We both played for the Montclair Cobras growing up. He was a little older. But if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have ever, like, we became close. Like, if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would ever end up at Bosco. So I don't know where, you know, I don't think I'd be here without Tommy DeVito. Like, we used to throw a lot together. My dad used to drop me off at his house early mornings before school. We'd drive to school together and throw. Unfortunately, we didn't get to play as much together. Like, he was older. I wasn't really my time yet when he was our starting quarterback at Bosco, but just, like, really proud of him. And it's really cool to watch him on Sundays now.
It really is. What's your goal moving forward, football-wise or beyond that?
Like, my current
goal? Current goal, maybe coaching, playing? What do you?
Oh, I just want to play football as long as I can, obviously. Yeah, that's really it. I just love this game. It's been a lot of fun. This year's been a lot of fun, and I just want to keep going as far as I can.
All right, Christian, thank you so much. Lastly, before we close that out, here's the press conference, weekly press conference with the quarterback of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Gavin Wismat.
How special do you think a win would be for the seniors? Coach Shell, you talked yesterday about how much they're important to the program, how important it would be for you to kind of send them off with a win.
It's huge. They've been the foundation, of this program. They were here when Coach Shell first got here. And, they went through, their bumps and bruises. They put so much into this program, and, just to send them out the right way, that's our goal for sure.
How difficult was it playing those three defenses right in a row?
It's super difficult, but, now at this point, we've flipped our attention towards Maryland and, what we can do to, execute against them and, come out with a 1-0, so.
Coach Shell said you had probably your best game against Penn State. How beneficial do you think it would be to kind of stack good performances to end the year to kind of go into the offseason?
It's important, but I think the main thing would be just focusing on what I can do, to give myself the best chance to, have a good game. So, it's just staying focused on the process more. Once you start looking at the result, get out of the whack. So,
what do you see? Being a senior, being a captain, do you spend a lot of time with the seniors? And will it be kind of tough seeing these guys stuff?
Definitely. Especially, some of those guys, I hang out with all the time. Me, Johnny, Zay, me and Zay are neighbors. So, tough seeing those guys leave and. Being with them for, this is my third season now, so being with them for three seasons now, a lot goes into that. We're with each other all the time. So, it's definitely going to be a different feeling. So, want to definitely send those guys out the right way. So much love for them.
Feels like Johnny's been here forever. How much was he a help to you when, getting acclimated to the program when you first got here? Obviously, being a little bit of a character or not normal process for me.
Yeah, he's a huge help. Him being a guy that was already on the team, and he was in the quarterback room as well. So we definitely talked, and he had a huge part, helping me, just get comfortable with being in college football and get acclimated. So,
Christian Dremel, also one of the seniors, has had a big year this year. Just talk about his impact for you this year.
His impact has just been amazing for me and this team. He's another senior who's been here before Coach Yano came and just put in so much work, and you know, just to you know, see the year he's had and you know, watch him grow, it's been amazing. So
these past couple of weeks the run game hasn't been too great, and you had a couple offensive linemen go down this past week. How confident are you in establishing the run this week?
You know, it's something we like to do, and you know, as far as the linemen going down, I have confidence in, you know, who we put out there, and you know, whoever we're behind, me and the running back are behind, you know, I have confidence in those guys, and you know, I think we'll be fine, and, you know, this guy's getting healthy, so yeah.
Throughout this year, you mentioned Isaiah Washington a couple times. How has he helped you off the field, not just on the field, being wide pass and all that, but the off the field navigating things?
He's been a huge help to me. You know, like I said, we're neighbors, so you know, we see each other a lot, and you know, just he's basically like an older brother. You know, him and my older brother are the same age as well, so you know, just getting to talk to him and you know see experiences he's went through, and you know, get to talk through him, you know, he's just helped me a tremendous amount off the field especially. So yeah.
What's your favorite go-to for Thanksgiving?
I'm gonna have to say ham. For sure. That's my favorite. That's what I look for first.
What's the best part of Thanksgiving? The football or family, or enjoying family?
Enjoying family. I would say that's my favorite part for sure. Me and my family are super close, so anytime we get to be around each other, you know, it's amazing. So yeah.
Final question. Good.
And again, we want to thank Christian for joining us here on Fox on the Road. And again, it's the Rutgers Scarlet Knights 6-5. They go up against Maryland here on a Saturday afternoon at 3:30 in what should be a terrific game between Rutgers and the Terrapins, as both of these teams trying to fight their way towards a maybe possibly a higher bowl bid for that matter, as Rutgers right now at 6-5 on the season. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving Day holiday. We'll talk to you next week right here on Fox on the Road.